You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 111 of Take a Bow. I'm your host, Eli Tokash, and this week we have a bit of a lighter episode for you folks this week. It's been a crazy time here at Take a Bow, and just life recently with a holiday weekend, and then, of course, Broadway Con is approaching, which is literally, besides the Tony Awards, probably Broadway's biggest day of the year, I would say, or I guess actually, it's the biggest weekend of the year, I guess you could say. Big event, great stuff going on. I just wanted to give you all a little rundown. Obviously, I will be there this weekend. Obviously, I will be doing a lot of things there this weekend, as well as Broadway Podcast Network. So I just wanted to give you all some tips and little hacks for this weekend of what to expect and where you can find everything. And then, of course, I'll talk about some Broadway news. And yeah, that'll be this week's episode. So I'll start off with some Broadway news. Not much has gone on this week. I saw Macbeth this week. I didn't fall in love with it. I'm not a huge Shakespeare guy. It's actually in its final weeks now. So you won't be able to see it after Sunday. So if you're in town, and you're a big fan of Shakespeare, I would recommend it. It's a cool modernized way of doing it. The performances were actually incredible, but the story itself is just hard for me to understand. Shakespeare itself is kind of something that I've never really gotten into. But if you like Shakespeare, I definitely recommend it. I did see it with a former Take About guest, actually, Sky Alyssa Friedman. And she's a big Shakespeare gal, and she loved it. She really liked Macbeth. And I thought, again, the performances were incredible, and it's worth going for that. But if you kind of have a hard time understanding Shakespeare and following along Shakespeare's text and all of that stuff, it may not be for you. And if you're in town for Broadway Con this weekend, I know it's closing, but if you're not a big Shakespeare person, I would probably recommend seeing another show. But nonetheless, I'm excited that I was able to see it before it closed. And if you're one of those people that try to see everything on Broadway whenever you get the chance, like, obviously, this show is closing, and it's actually one of the shows that's closing the soonest. So if you don't come to New York all the time, definitely go check this one out, because, like I said, it's worth going for the performances, but the show itself is a little wonky to me. I don't know. It's not my favorite. And also, speaking of a new show closing, we have a new show opening. So happy previews to Kite Runner, which started its previews and performances this week, just Tuesday. They've gotten some crazy buzz around all of these fun things, and they're actually going to be doing some incredible content with BPN this weekend at Broadway Con, which I'll talk about in a little bit when we kind of get into the episode portion of this week's episode. But happy opening to Kite Runner. I'm very excited to see the show. All of these shows that, like, you know, like the Harry Potters and like the famous books and everything that we see, and now they're coming to Broadway. It's kind of exciting to me, and I'm excited to see how they pull this off on the stage. I've heard great things about it so far with the invited dress, the friends that went there, and then, of course, with the couple of days that it's been opened, it's a hot ticket right now, so I got to figure out how to get into that one, but it'll be a fun one, and I'm excited to meet some of those folks today, or this weekend, that is, at Broadway Con. So Oh, and speaking of, like, famous books and things that are being brought to the stage, Stranger Things announced yesterday on Wednesday that they're going to be trying to make something for a stage adaptation. That is crazy to me. I don't know how they're going to pull that off. Obviously, now they have 4 seasons. They're writing season 5. And that's, like, currently in the process. So I don't know what they're going to do with it. They're completely different stories each season. So I don't know what season they're going to pick. Or maybe just something completely new, just with the same characters. I don't know, but it's going to be interesting. When I saw that, I was like, what is going on? That would be something so cool to, like, be in. I think it's something that we should all keep our eye on. I'm a huge Stranger Things fan. Hope that you all are too. It's literally like all anybody's talking about. And I was trying to get a Stranger Things panel going at Broadway Con. I don't think it's going to happen with all the incredible Broadway connections that Stranger Things has. But I may be able to pull something off where I get a couple of Stranger Things kids at Broadway Con doing a podcast live from Broadway Con that you all will be able to attend, and I'll keep you posted. And you know where I can keep you posted? On all my social media, where I will be posting all kind of content from this weekend. I'll be posting live updates from Broadway Con. Hopefully I'll be able to just be doing crazy fun stuff just there at the con that are completely unplanned. And then of course things will pop up throughout the whole weekend, and I'll make sure I let you know where I am and what my whereabouts are and what I'm doing. Broadway Con, this, I guess we'll just turn it into this episode portion because there's a lot to get to, and I'm talking about Broadway Con anyway, so let's do it. Broadway Con actually has 2 different locations this year. It's going to be at the Manhattan Center and then, of course, the New Yorker Hotel. Crazy. That's never been done before. It's usually at like a big convention center or a big hotel that can do it all. But this year it has the 2 different locations. It seems like the New Yorker will be more for panels and the Manhattan Center will be the main stage panel, and then all of the booths should be at the Manhattan Center. I could be wrong on that, so don't quote me on that, but that's what it appears to. That's what it seems like with the conversations that I've had with the BroadwayCon people. I'll obviously keep you all posted on it. It may be half and half, and it seems just like it's split up in some way. Broadway Podcast Network usually has a booth. This year we will be actually only having a room, so like a panel room. So if you want to check out our booth, I guess come to our room, because we're gonna be doing so many fun things. We have like the Lights of Broadway show card events, and then we have all the live recordings featuring obviously me and Catherine Gallagher. We have Annalise Carpacci, Brad Oscar, and Rob McClure. We have the Kite Runner cast. We have Claiborne Elder. We have Jennifer Simard. We have Andrew Barth Feldman, Leslie Margarita. Again, possibly some of the Stranger Things, and so many more incredible guests. So please stop by. It'll be a great time. I'd love to say hi, and you can be a part of some live podcast and ask some questions to your favorite Broadway stars. So that's always exciting. And you'll, of course, be able to meet all of those incredible Broadway stars and all the podcast hosts. So we look forward to that. And if you're interested in doing any of those, we're going to be at the New Yorker Hotel. We will be in the Herald Square Suite, and we will literally be there all weekend. I will be in and out of that room. I want to branch off and kind of collect my own content from Broadway Con. So I'll be popping in and out of both the New Yorker and the Manhattan Center. But obviously a majority of my time will probably be spent in the Herald Square Suite where Broadway Podcast Network is. But hopefully, again, I'll be splitting that time and kind of be able to make my rounds and see everybody and meet new people and obviously meet the incredible guests and performers and actors that we all are excited to see for this week. And adding on to that, I mean, this is the first in-person Broadway Con in a couple years, and Broadway Con has definitely taken this year to a whole new level. I mean, they got Hillary Clinton as a guest this year. They have so many great guests, great panels, autographs and photo booth guests. They have show features and all kind of different things. So I'm so excited. If you haven't already yet gotten your ticket to Broadway Con and you're like either in the city or you're thinking about coming, do it. It's not too late. Get your ticket. figure something out. We can all have a great time, and it's literally, it's going to be such a fun weekend, and I hope that I see as many of you there as possible. And like I said, if you are going to be there, reach out to me somehow, like reach out on the social media, at Take About Podcast, which is all one word, or my social media at Tocast_Eli. I'll be on both, checking all of them, trying to meet up with as many people as I can. And yeah, we're just going to be having a good time. I mean, I'm going to be at some of the panels too, because I'm a Broadway fan just as much as you. And I want to go to like the Broadway Jackbox Live with Andrew Barth Feldman before he comes over to our Broadway Podcast Network booth or room. I guess we could call it. And yeah, it's gonna be, there's all kind of things going on where I'll be attending as a fan just like you, so I'm sure I'll see you or sit next to you or something. And but we'll just have to coordinate it if not. So I'm sure we can figure something out. What else is going on? I think that's about all you need to know before you go to Broadway Con. If you want to check out more of the Broadway Podcast Network stuff that's going on at Broadway Con, we have a schedule on our Broadway Podcast Network website where it literally has our specific schedule. And then, of course, you can go to the Broadway Con website and see all of the events that are going on. I mean, there's like 7 events happening every hour on the hour. So you have to definitely pick between the two. And there's some really hard decisions, but you can't go wrong. So that's the good thing. You can't make a wrong decision. There's so many great things for everyone to do and fans of all ages. So, it's going to be a fun weekend, and I appreciate you all for like understanding that, we aren't having our traditional episode this week because a lot of my time the past few weeks has been like getting all this stuff together for Broadway Con and coordinating schedules and events and all kind of things. But I promise you, it's going to be so worth it with all the incredible content that we will be coming out with this weekend. We'll have some on Patreon. We'll have some on our social media. We'll have some, obviously, in our podcast feed for all of you to listen. We're going to be pumping out stuff all over there. So keep an eye out on the social media because we'll keep you all posted. And I appreciate you all listening. And to everyone that's going to Broadway Con, I will see you tomorrow. I cannot wait. And to everyone else who is not attending the Broadway Con, I will talk to you all next week with an incredible guest. And it's probably going to be our wonderful interview that we're about to have this weekend live in person at Broadway Con. Hopefully I get the episode, like the recording, back before Thursday so you can hear our conversation that we had with Catherine Gallagher. If not, it'll be a traditional episode with another fabulous guest. And we have so many great guests coming up, and a lot of fun things that are in the works. So I will talk to you all next week, and I hope that you all have an amazing week, and I hope to see you at Broadway Con. Bye, everyone. Have a great week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.